Hi there, welcome to MTM Podcast with your host Melissa James. And you know, this is just about reflecting, learning, and maybe figuring out life. And for today's topic, we're going to talk about what's next. What is next after a pandemic? We've been so focused on COVID as like the worst thing to happen to us. And in many ways, it probably has been for some people. And in other ways, it's been a blessing for other people. And whether you fall on the side of it being a blessing or it being the worst thing, I feel like you have to take it for what it is. It was a very necessary stopping of the direction we were all heading in. So for those who receive COVID or experience this pandemic as a blessing, don't feel bad about that. Embrace it, because you probably needed it more than you knew. And for those who unfortunately did not see this as a blessing and this really took a lot out of them, I'm going to continue to send some love your way, because you may need that. And, you know, I'm sure there's still something to look forward to. And if you did experience loss, I mean, I really wish you didn't have to, but that is also part of, I guess, the environment we live in. And hopefully your loved ones are in a better place. Hopefully it is not taking too much out of you. But even if it is and you are grieving, I mean, I don't know. If you're grieving because you lost people in the pandemic, I can only send you love and hope that there's understanding or some reconciliation that's to come about from that experience. But we're not talking about something that sad. We're really focusing, when I ask this question, what's next after a pandemic? And in this part where it's really a message to me is, what is next? Like, I think a lot of us have just been speaking about like, oh, I can't wait to go back to this. I can't wait to go back to, you know, I want to work again, or I want to work with people, or I can't wait to go to a party. And in a sense, a lot of us focus on some very superficial things, where there's some of us who have to focus on like, well, I can work normal hours again, because the loss of hours really took a toll on things like rent and my bills and all that sort of stuff. But I feel like this is an interesting space we're in. When we say something like, what's next? Like, not even just what's next, like, when we think about what we want to go back to, I think it's so easy for us to be like, what we knew before a pandemic was normal. But in reality, that isn't normal. Just because it's what we're used to doesn't make it normal. In fact, what we were in before wasn't that much better. It just didn't have the word pandemic, and it didn't have COVID with it. What we were experiencing before was a breakdown in society, and that was definitely present. What we were witnessing before was being overworked and mental health not being taken seriously. What we were witnessing before was a lack of sick days and also a lack of understanding from employers for our life circumstances. What we were in before was, you know, distracting ourselves from the reality that we are not fulfilling our purpose and not doing well for this entire world. What we were witnessing before was animals retreating because we were over developing and overusing resources. And one of the highlights I think we all can recognize is when you went on a walk, or when you went outside and you started seeing birds that you never seen before, or when you were noticing, like, when you went into nature, you're like, shoot, I didn't know there are so many fish out here. That sort of stuff, like, we should be proud. We should be happy to see those things. But that should also prompt you to recognize that what we existed in before wasn't that great. We should be seeing nature, because nature is natural and nature is all around us. What we're afraid of more likely, and this is something for me especially, is change at the end of the day. So we want things to go back to the way we know it, but we're not embracing the change that's necessary for us to grow into another direction. So I realized that with myself because a lot of me has been longing to be productive. And I didn't tell you guys before, but I'm currently pregnant. One of the most difficult things for me was adjusting to not being this productive person, this productive member of society, because I'm feeling sick or whatever the case is. And it's really just me having a hard time with change, having a hard time realizing that my body is telling me you need to slow down and not stress yourself out, because there's another human that actually needs to develop. And because that human needs to develop, you gotta slow down. Like, you gotta take a moment to rest. And if you don't, then there's a good chance that this baby won't develop in the best way. So that was a push for me to make a change. The amazing thing that happened is this all happened during COVID. And COVID on its own forced me into a position where I'm like, I need to slow down anyways. So between my body telling me slow down and between COVID, like, really telling me to slow down, I have a dog. So I'm looking at this dog just bounce around looking for food where we were eating. And so just the whole force to make a change, I understand how this pandemic has affected people from that lens as well. For me, I can speak in a positive light about the pandemic because I am thankful and I'm blessed that no one in my family has been impacted significantly. Only recently did I get COVID, and a lot of my friends and my family, and even my partner's dad. Like, these things are unfortunate, and so we just hope that we all make it through. But at the same time, the space I needed to, like, pay attention to, like, this whole thing, and, like, when I say this whole thing, what I care about and what I want to do, it wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for the pandemic, or at least I believe that, because I was just going, and doing things that I thought made sense, even though I was feeling a disconnect. Anyways, one day I'll get into the story of that, but as we think about what's next for the pandemic, one of the things I know I really need to focus on now is, like, imagining something better. I actually have to force myself to start thinking creatively about the future, because if I don't, then we can just go back to what we were doing before and feel like that's good. But I think we've all witnessed by now that society really needs a shift and it needs to change. And what we've been experiencing prior to a pandemic wasn't good. It was okay because we survived and we were in it, but it wasn't good. And because we're now in a position where there's so many changes happening, we might as well just embrace it entirely and just see what we can do to get better. I think there's no problem with that. Wow, Mel, why didn't I apply that to myself before? It doesn't hurt to just try. It doesn't hurt for me to just see how much better this can be. Like, I have all these resources, all these tools, and all of these things. Let me just see how we can make whatever my situation is right now, or whatever my dream is, let's see if it's possible. Let's see if I can make it better. But that's the imagination part. It's that piece of you that thinks bigger than what you've seen and what you've witnessed and experienced. And it says, let's try it. Let's see. Why not? And that really is the message to myself. Stop believing I have to continue putting myself into the box of where I existed prior to this pandemic. Because this pandemic showed us, number one, that so much is up in the air. Nothing is guaranteed and nothing is as it seems. But then the real message to me is, now that you know nothing is as it seems, how are you going to think differently and imagine better for yourself? And then the final question is, what actions am I going to take to make better for myself, or attempt to create better for myself? So here I am with this podcast doing this, and this is my first attempt at making things better for myself, or just trying something. So, wow. Good thing I came to that conclusion. talking a lot, probably not ideal, especially when you're getting over COVID. But anyways, that was our first segment. Like I said, messages to myself. I hope something or some part of that resonated with you. We'll see. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to message me, comment, like, whatever you got to do. But comment, really. Like, I know subscribers are a big deal, but like, comment, because I want to know what you're thinking and I want to know what you're asking too. So anyways, this next segment, like I said, number two, which is mess or message. And as I said before, this would be quotes from Instagram, because that's where I spend a lot of time, sadly. And statements from Instagram. Like, sometimes it's just comments. But anyways, let's pull out this other phone. So I could show you the one where I was like, are people serious about believing this? And you know, I pulled it up and then I had to charge this device that I'm looking at you on. And so here it is. I cannot. So this is from Being Black Is Lit, which is also the Melanin Shade Room. And so you got this person, Optimus Grind, on Twitter, I guess, who wrote, "I cannot stress this enough. Meet your internet friends. Somehow, some way, meet them." And the second slide said, "Meet safely, guys," with what's that guy, the Great Gatsby actor, Leonardo DiCaprio, doing that like cheers thing. And so, is this a message or is this a mess? And in my head, I'm like, it is a message, because I feel like we have spent so much time creating an entire world online that we don't truly believe in, but yet we adjust ourselves for entirely. And when you go into this world that isn't technically real, you become a personality that is also just slightly unreal, because you know that no one's really holding you accountable, because you're not going to be seeing a lot of these people in real life. And so what's interesting is, I feel like by someone saying, "I cannot stress this enough, meet your internet friends," I think it brings us back to reality even while we're on the internet. Because when we do meet someone we might have became friends with on the internet, we actually have to be the person we presented to them. And not necessarily the exact same, because obviously there's little things, I guess nuances, that might be different in person versus online. But you're going to have to be very authentic if you want that person to continue being your friend. And not just them being your friend, but if you want to maintain that relationship, you're going to have to be an authentic person. So I think, not even I think, I feel like we need to bring a reality check to Instagram, and we need to bring a reality check to our experiences on the internet, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever. We can't keep building personalities or shops. That's another one. We can't keep building personalities and fake personas and then talk about how people are fake and all this sort of stuff and yada yada yada, like in real life, when you're not even living up to that expectation either. So message. Yes, meet your internet friends, because when you get to meet them, you get to show your authentic side, and hopefully you've been true to yourself while you're online and been authentic as well there, where it really does, it still counts. We can't keep dividing the world by, this is social media, this is the real world. As cool as that sounds and as necessary as it may need to be sometimes, your personality should still be the same. And if it's not, then you unfortunately are a fake person. And I would be a fake person too. Like, if you met me after listening to my podcast for so long or whatever, and I am literally entirely different from this person, you can definitely call me a fake person, because now I'm just creating a personality that isn't true, that's not authentic, and we need authenticity. So back to this guy. I appreciate people pointing that out, because after the pandemic, we're so worried about going back to our old lives, but a lot of us are changing. And through the pandemic, we're going to change, because we're going to realize there's things that mattered before that don't matter anymore, or we're going to realize that there's people in our lives who maybe we weren't as close to, maybe our likes have changed, and with all of those things impacting who we, how we are and who we are becoming as people, you have to realize that maybe some of these internet friendships you're creating are worth actually checking out and connecting with and going forward with. Because, I mean, hey, maybe you've lost all your friends in the pandemic because they just don't resonate with you anymore. So meet those internet friends when it's safe to do so, and make sure they're not catfishing, because we can all use a friend. I don't believe in this whole thing like, oh, I only need a few friends. Yeah, you can go ahead. You don't need a lot of friends. That's up to you. But this world can get very lonely, and all we have is community. So that will be a topic I discuss at a later point, which is why people think they don't need a lot of friends. But we'll get there. We'll get there. Anyways, so yeah. Meet people. And one of the comments also said, nah, we're all too awkward when we meet in person. The truth is, yeah, you're going to be awkward at first, but you'll get over it. I mean, you should. And then eventually, you'll probably both be awkward and then get past it and be like, ah, that was funny because we were both awkward at first, and then now we're friends. So that is the message for today from Instagram. Whoever this young man is, Sir Girthy Sage, Optimus Grind, shout out to you, because that's true. We gonna meet our friends, our internet friends. Somehow, some way, we're gonna meet them. I'm not enjoying this coughing thing, but this is just part of healing. Ain't it, though? Yeah. All right, we're moving on, and we're on our last leg of the podcast for today, which is message for you. So remember, this is just the thing that I feel like you should take away from this whole time that we've spent together. And if it's not that you took something away from the message to myself, well, maybe you'll get something from this part. So my message to you at this point, this is my first time, so bear with me, because, I mean, maybe I should have wrote something powerful, or I don't know, but let's use my imagination. What's next after the pandemic? We don't know. We don't know how long COVID's going to last. We don't truly know if it was created by the government. We don't truly know if it was just a natural display of nature doing its thing. We don't really know anything. And I believe that's actually a famous line, which is, if you can admit to not knowing anything, that you are pretty much a wise person. Like, we really don't know anything. And we've kind of created a story of what life is. We've created this textbook version of how life is supposed to play out. How if you input a coin, you should get something back. And in reality, that's not necessarily how everything works. But it is okay to not know how things are going to work out. And it's also okay not to know what's next. And of course, I get a notification that I gotta take out the garbage. It's okay to not know, but your most important superpower at this stage, when you don't actually know what's next, is your imagination. And if you're able to use your imagination to think about the things that excite you, or to think beyond what you've been told and what you know, then you can go really, really, really far. And the greatest inventors, greatest creators, greatest artists of our time only exist because they use their imagination. When children tell stories you can't believe, it's because they've used their imagination. And whether it is going to turn into something or not, the fact that you can use your imagination is a power that no one else can have over you, and it's a power that you exclusively have as you tap into God, if you believe in God, but as you tap into this world of consciousness and tap into each other. So my message for you is to use your superpower, which is your imagination, to think and create better for yourself, and to think and create better for this whole entire world. Because after this pandemic, the best thing we could do is have imagined a better vision, imagined a better future for all of us. And then following that is when the action takes place and we step into the real work, which is, well, that's part of the work, but step into the work of actually creating the future that we know is better and has been created out of like our love for seeing better for everybody. So yeah, I think that's it for today. I'm gonna call this practice one, but it's actually the first or second podcast technically. I don't know, I don't want to put numbers on it because you know that might make it a little bit difficult to like come back to, and I don't know if that's the way we should go. That's Sheldon over there, my partner, and my dog is obviously trying to come in now. She's tapping on the screen. Tap the screen. So yeah, that was it for today. Messages to me. M2M podcast. You can see this video online on YouTube, or you can also just check it out on, you can listen to it on Spotify, which is where all my podcasts will be uploaded to, as well as Anchor. So have yourself an amazing day. Don't forget to honor your ancestors. And I want to say thank you to my spirit guides, my whole spirit squad, the ancestors, Mother Earth, my family, my friends, my partner, Phoenix, this baby growing inside of me, and God, because without the support system of all of these working parts and the support system of spirit, in the physical and non-physical world, I mean, I don't think I would sit here and be confident enough to just put this out there. So that's all for today, folks. Have a great night or day, whatever time you're listening to this to, and share this podcast if you feel like it's worth sharing.